أكبره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأعوذ بالله شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. All praise be to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His assistance. We seek His guidance and ask His forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. He has no associate. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His master, is His slave and last messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be on the family of Muhammad, on his companion, and everyone that follows their guidance and in their footsteps until the day of judgment. Dear Muslims, the world is passing through a period of utmost confusion and unrest. The human values of morality are disappearing. Materialism and sensualism are rampant. You think about materialism. This is probably one of the most extravagant times in history. There are probably more wealthy people in the world today than maybe there have ever been. The way our wealth is used, we have to remember we're responsible for. Allah has blessed us with whatever it is we have, but He's also given us a responsibility for whatever it is we have. We'll be asked what we did with the sustenance that He gave us during our lifetime. And we'll have a responsibility to answer, to explain what we did with the sustenance that Almighty God Allah blessed us with. How we used it. Did we throw it away? Were we frivolous with the use? Were we concerned about our neighbors? Were we concerned about our family? Were we concerned about our fellow man? We'll be asked what we did with the sustenance that He blessed us with. The sensualism is another situation that is facing us because we can't say that certain things that are not good for us are out there. We can't say that anymore. We have the sensualism in our pockets, on our cell phones. We have it on our TVs. We have it on our computers, laptops. We have it everywhere we go. Everything we see has something to do with it. It's being used to sell almost everything. It's being used to gain control of non-thinking people. People who are not
God conscious. Because when you become God conscious, you begin to have concern for something other than yourself. You begin to have concern for what your kids watch on TV. You become concerned with the things that you bring into your house, into your family. The things that you do. The outings that you take. All of the things that's happening. I've heard many people lately talk about the joy they're looking forward to in Las Vegas. These things are man-made. It's not something that Allah says you can't have. But we have to know that certain things, no matter how good it looks, there's an element in it that can deter you. It's an element in it that can tempt you to something other than what Allah wants for you. So we have to be careful about all of the things that we look at, all of the things that we see, all of the things that we do. We know that the sensualism is promoted. We know that materialism is promoted. All of these things. We're led to believe that we're something more than others because we have more. It's not what we have that makes us something. It's our submission to the will of the Creator of all things that makes us something. When Allah looks at us, and will look at us especially on the Day of Judgment, He looks at us all the time. But if He looks at us not to see what we have, not to see what we're wearing, He looks at our hearts to see what our actions have become, to see what our thinking has become. We have to have a concern for each other. We have to have a concern for our families. We know, as brothers and men, as well as the sisters know, that Allah has made the men the imams of their home. That means you have the responsibility to save yourself and your family from hellfire. That means you have work to do. There's more work to do in this life than there is enjoyment. I know that doesn't sound inviting. But we have a responsibility. Allah didn't create us for fun. We have a responsibility. With the advancement of science and technology, we're tempted by so many things. We have so many activities on our cell phones, so many activities on our computers, on our laptops, so many activities that it can keep you busy for hours. We have to be concerned about this because if we're busy with all this technology, all of these things created by science, and we're busy with this for hours, what time do we have for Allah? What about the five prayers a day that Allah asked us for? Are we doing those things? What about the blessings that we get for the nafil prayers? What about the blessings that we get for making tahajjud? All of the extra prayers that we get, all of the things that we can benefit from studying and learning what Allah is asking of us so that we can be successful in gaining paradise. That takes time. It takes work. It takes a lot of effort for us. It takes more to give it to your family as well. We have to give it to our families as well. We have to make sure they know and understand as well. And after that, we give it to our brothers. We give it to our neighbors. We're asked to learn this religion, practice, and convey the message to others. This is the activity that we have to engage in. What is the solution for all of these negative things? The solution depends upon our basic concept of life. Life in this universe, that is to say. We should first know the real purpose of our existence in this earth. And the ways to achieve it successfully. Allah says in the Quran, did ye think that we had created you in jest and that you would not be brought back to us for account? This is something that we're asked by Almighty God a lot. Do we think we'll not be brought back for account for the responsibility we have here? This is not games. We're going to die after this life. We have a responsibility to deal with it. We have a responsibility to act on what Allah has given us. He's warned us and let us know that we have an enemy here that's trying to stop us from submitting wholeheartedly to the will of Allah. And he's involved in all of the things that deter your thinking. He's involved in all of the things that lead you to something other than pondering on Allah. We can go to the movies. We can watch TV. When you hear the call, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you say, come on, it's time for prayers. Okay, I'll be there in just a minute. The movies, I'm about to find out who the gangster is. These things take us away. These things interfere with our actions. These things interfere with our focus on what our belief has to be in order to be successful. It's not that we can't have it. It's that there's a time for everything. And we have to learn to put things in the proper place in order to get the benefit. In these things, we have people who will have an action that they know is wrong, and they ask Allah for forgiveness. When they finish that action, they go to the next action with the same intention. To trick someone out of something. and they'll ask for forgiveness. Do we think Allah will forgive us for every time we ask? Is our intention to ask for forgiveness to save us from punishment? Or is it to give us another chance to purify our souls so that it would be pleasing to Allah? Something we have to look at. Something we have to think about. We really have to be concerned with. In Allah's mercy, He's provided mankind with perfect guidance through His prophets, through His books that He revealed to them. Of all the messages of Allah, the Holy Quran was the last message sent to us, the last warning sent to us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the last messenger sent to us, the last example sent to us. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most comprehensive, complete person. And he's that way because he was sent by Allah. Not because of anything he did, but because he was sent by Allah. Now to know him is to know that he was a trustworthy person before Muhammad. He was a trustworthy person before Prophethood. So no one would go against anything of him being not trustworthy, or anybody saying that he is not trustworthy. Another thing for us to look at was when Adam, Eve, and Satan was put out of paradise, Adam looked back and saw the name Prophet Muhammad written in paradise. And he asked, who was that? And Allah told him it was one of your progeny. So it was someone to come. All these ages, all of these times, all of these prophets, all of this information, all of these things that we've gone through, that humanity has gone through, all of these things, we come now to the end of it. We come to the end of it. Allah says there's no more books except for those written by man. Allah says there's no more prophets. We got the responsibility now to deal with what He's blessed us with, what He's given us. We got to submit to that. This is the answer. The answer we have. We have the books. We have the examples to be successful in gaining paradise. The only means of dealing with in a sense monetary involvement the day of judgment, it will be our deeds. You won't be able to buy your way in. You won't be able to trick your way in, or lie your way in, or steal your way in. The only way to get in is through what your actions have been, through your deeds. It's the only way. We have to look at this. Our actions are the only thing that will make us successful in the day of judgment. And that's what we're all headed for. We want to be successful in gaining that. And in gaining that is the success for every soul. This is why we make effort. This is why we read the Word. This is why we come to Jesus. This is why we fast in Ramadan. This is why we make time when we can. This is why we do the things that we know to be pleasing to Allah. Because we want to be pleasing to Allah. This is what we're asked by the Creator of all things. And it's a test in it for us. It's not just something that's given to us. There's a test in it. We have to prove ourselves worthy of the success. We have to prove ourselves worthy of His mercy. We have to be worthy of it. He doesn't just give it to you. I don't think none of us are cute enough to get it for nothing. We got to work for it. We got to deal with it. He's promised us success. Sometimes we see things that mean more to us than submitting to what Allah says. Sometimes we feel like doing things that mean more to us than submitting to what Allah says. But if we get to that point where we understand that and we do action, do business, do activities that we know is not right, and when we finish, we ask for forgiveness because we're sorry. But realize, if you're telling the truth, that means you don't go back to that anymore. If you're sorry for actions that you take against what Allah is saying, you don't go back to that anymore. That's sincerity. That brings purity. This is what Allah is asking of us. These actions, this purity, this success, He has paradise waiting on us. All we have to do is have our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds. That's all we have to do to be successful and being blessed with paradise. اللهم صل على محمد I came across something in my study. It said that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most comprehensive, complete, and practicable. And I never had reason to use that word,
wasn't familiar with it at all. I had to look it up, and in the dictionary it says, capable of being put into practice, are accomplished, feasible, as a practicable method. And it just reminded me that Allah covers everything. Practicable everywhere and for all time. So it is a life pattern of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most perfect and all-embracing. Allah sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last prophet, and the Holy Quran as the last revealed book. And with it, he perfected his message. All the relations of Shaitan Rajim and the translation. This day, I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam set a perfect ideal in his life, a perfect example. His companions became the torchbearers of truth. Throughout the world, not only spreading the divine message of Islam, but also practically forming a distinct society and culture based on Islamic principles of truth. Truth and righteousness in every walk of human life. History bears ample testimony to this miraculous revolution towards peace and happiness of humanity, for whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent. Let us therefore see how the last message of Allah and the life example of the last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can save us from the present miserable demoralization and destruction that's in this life. Help us in achieving the real aim of life. Allah says in Surah 34, Ayah 38, we have not sent thee but as a universal messenger, we sent you to men, giving them glad tidings and warning them against sin. But most men understand not. We have to study. We have to learn what Allah is asking of us, because we've already submitted to it. We've already bore witness to it. Why not finish the job? Finish the job. When we go out, you have Muslim on you, whether you recognize it or not. People see us because we carry a certain air no matter what we have on. If we're submitting to Allah properly, we're able to gain the proper submission to Allah when we submit wholeheartedly. And when we do that, we're able to work to help our brothers to help our families, to help our wives and the children to know and understand, to help our neighbors, our fellow workers, but most of all, help ourselves, because we have to be successful in being a paradise. Ask Allah's forgiveness. I ask Allah's forgiveness for anything that I said that was wrong. And I pray that He forgives me for whatever I said that was wrong. And whatever I said that was right was from Allah. May the rahmah of Allah be on the Muslims all over the universe. This day is the last day. Best of all days. May Allah bless the Muslim Ummah all over the universe with an ever increasing sincerity in to enjoy that which is right, forbid that which is wrong, with mercy from you, O Allah, for all those in difficulty. Help those who are fighting to gain peace, those who are hungry, homeless, to gain peace, food, shelter. Bless those of us that are here and those of us who are not here, but nevertheless have the same resolve. ربنا لك ذنوبنا بارئ فديتنا أهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. صدق الله العظيم. Our Lord, cause not our hearts to stray after Thou hast guided us, and bestow upon us mercy from Thy presence. Lo, Thou, only Thou, art the bestower. We're about to have a function here, Master of Taqwa, July 26th. This function is focused on the youth. But it's not exclusively for the youth. We want to know why the youth is not fully participating in masjid activities, why some of the believers are not participating in some of the masjid activities. It's time for us to be responsible for our masjid, for ourselves, for our families. Get our families involved so that we can educate ourselves, learn this religion, practice this religion. This function is one we should try to come to, bring our kids to. It's an opportunity for them to speak, for them to say what they've had difficulty with. I don't go to the masjid because so-and-so. I need to go because of whatever it is. We want to hear what they have to say. They have something to say. They're the ones that inherit the masjid from us. If they don't do it, it'll just be an empty building. We have to work with them. We have to help them. We have to understand them. And they need to understand us. Let's do what we can do to help them. We have a couple of people here that have difficulty, that need help. One brother just moved here. He needs $160 to take care of his responsibilities. He has a job. He has a house. And to keep his family housed, he needs that. There's a sister who's here. She lives in Altadena. She needs help. And it may be a job more so than anything else. We try to get the information that we need. But in the meantime, whatever you can give to help the brother and the sister, we'll be thankful. Atum Salah.